State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with the AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Some donkey today just saw himself.
I've been watching Charlamagne. I was ready for it.
Comic donkey.
I never heard old donkey the other day. What is it?
Comic donkey.
Say it again, Charlamagne.
I'm a donkey.
Yes. You are a donkey.
Wow.
Charlamagne is saying the truth.
Yes, it is. Donkey today for Wednesday, February 14th is you. Okay, if the Puma fits, you're going to wear it today. See, Valentine's Day, the day that is for the lover in you, the day that is for you and your lover. Okay, salute to everyone out there who has a Valentine. Drop on the clues, mom's for you. All right, how do you feel about Valentine's Day? 13% of people say it's their favorite holiday. 6% of people say they hate it. 5% say it's the most depressing day of the year. 4% say they are more into Singles Awareness Day. 10% of people say they are single and loving it. 9% of people buy candy and flowers for themselves on Valentine's Day. That's self-love. I respect it. Okay, 23% of single women would rather spend Valentine's Day with their pet than their romantic partner. Only 7% of men say the same. 49% of Americans treat their pets on Valentine's. Treat their pets to what? All right, we got to watch those people because they might be taking doggy style literally. I'm reading you all these stats because God really put a word on my heart this morning and I must deliver. Did you know, just hilarious, that Valentine's Day is less popular among men than women? 13% of men say Valentine's Day is their favorite holiday. 8% of men absolutely hate it. Meanwhile, 13% of women claim Valentine's Day is their favorite holiday compared to just 5% who hate it. Women enjoy enjoy the single life more than men do. Only 9% of women are single and actively searching for a boyfriend, compared to 13% of men who say they are single and want a girlfriend. I want to talk to y'all today, and I want you to know that what I'm about to say is coming from a place of love. Okay, it's rooted in love. If you've been listening to The Breakfast Club for years, then you know historically on Valentine's Day, I have given donkey to people who don't have nobody. And it's not that I was shaming people for not having nobody. Plenty of people don't have nobody and they're happy. Okay, it's by choice. The people I would give donkey of the day to is the folks who didn't have nobody and would try to downplay those of us that do. Don't buy humbug on Valentine's Day because you single. Don't be the Grinch that stole Valentine's Day. You mad because at some point in your life, you fell in love with somebody and then found out they pronounced Valentine's Valentine's. And now you mad, okay? Now you mad, all right? You mad at everybody who got a boo. You mad at the 85% of women that will be purchasing Valentine's Day cards. You mad at the 73% of flowers that will be purchased by men today. Sit your heart-shaped, candy-hating ass down and let me talk to you because I have a word that you may not want to hear, but it's going to change your life. God told me to tell you that the reason you don't have a Valentine, the reason you don't have a significant other, a husband, a wife, a life partner, whatever you want to call it, the reason you don't have any of those things is simply because you're a terrible, toxic person, okay? All right? It is Valentine for you to acknowledge that there is a problem, and the problem is you, okay? As is the case with most problems, the first step is acknowledging that your behavior is harmful to people. See, we're so accustomed to directing our attention outward that it's hard to go inward and admit we the problem. Okay, men, women, they's, folks got all these reasons why they single. All right, not finding the right person, chasing the wrong person, choosing the wrong partners. Have you ever stopped to think that you're not the right person? That you're the wrong partner? Huh? You the wrong partner somebody chose. See, so many of us have done zero work on ourselves. We not going to no therapy. We haven't even thought about going on a journey of healing. We have all this unhealed trauma, all this baggage, and God is protecting people from you. Oh, they don't want to hear this morning, okay? They don't want to hear what I'm telling them on Valentine's Day, okay? Your relationships don't work because you haven't. It is time to identify your toxic traits. And once you identify your toxic traits, it is important to take responsibility for your actions and make a commitment to change. It's that unhealed trauma that you haven't dealt with that got you absolutely refusing to go on a first date to Cheesecake Factory, Applebee's, Olive Garden, the movies, coffee dates, ice cream dates, a bar just for drinks. You remember that stupid ass list when they surveyed every single hurt human in America and they didn't want to go anywhere on a first date? You know why that was? Because those people aren't happy with themselves. One of the main symptoms of unresolved trauma is lack of trust and difficulty opening up to other people. The reason you don't want to go anywhere is because it scares you to death to have to sit with somebody and have a conversation. You're afraid you're going to get found out. You are afraid you're going to have to look someone in the eyes. And when they look you in the eyes, they're going to see something you don't want them to see. Don't try to act, you know, like Buffalo Wild Wings, Red Lobster, Waffle House, and sporting events did something to you. No, no, no. This is on you. This is why they say your trauma may not be your fault, but healing your trauma is absolutely your responsibility. Because in life, we attract what we are. And if you're not about nothing, you're not going to attract nothing. Now, let's not focus on just the trauma of it all right now. Let's just focus on the fact you might just be a horrible person. Okay, I don't know why you horrible. Some of y'all just not good people. Some of y'all just have piss poor character. And a strong indicator of piss poor character is how someone behaves when they are shown to be wrong about something. Folks who always deflect or blame others or change the subject or lash out, that's just a display. Okay, that's just a display of an absence of personal responsibility, which is definitely a sign of being less than a good person. So when you talk to yourself about being alone on Valentine's Day, don't go blaming other people. Okay, stop acting like there's no good partners out there, because if you see the world that way, I promise it's you. Some of y'all too self-centered. Okay. And there's nothing wrong with putting your needs first. Self-care, putting yourself first is crucial because you can't help nobody if you're in need of help yourself. But if you're always thinking about yourself and your own needs and you never consider the feelings of other people, then you might have some issues you need to address. If you neglect the needs of the people you are closest to, such as your children and other family members and friends, then why, oh, why would you get blessed with a Valentine or a Valentine? Okay? Donkey of the Day today is you. It's your fault. You the reason this is happening to you. Terrible men get with terrible women and have terrible relationships. Fix your Please let Remy Ma give all a single because they are terrible humans. The biggest hee-haw.
You stupid motherfucker. You dumb.
It's you.
I hope you got security today. You're going to get punched in the head again.
Yeah, you're going to get slapped. It's crazy. Like he don't even know who he work with. You don't know all the single people you work
crazy.
With, bro?
I was talking to all of them. I was subbing all of them.
I see. All the producers single. They probably pissed off at you right now.
Well, they need to look in the mirror.
Damn.
I'm not saying I'm talking to them.
you just said you was talking to them.
I said that?
Yeah, you did.
Damn.
Well, accountability is something that people should take now. Yes. And I remember being in a relationship. I was one of those people. I wasn't a good person for a long time, but I also didn't know who I was and what I wanted. This is when I was young. I was dating older guys. I was just dating for the money. Didn't dating up for the money. I was getting whatever I could for me and my son. Believe that. Lights was off. What's up? $1,000. Yeah, like all that, everything. And then I was with, I had relationships, one relationship with a good guy. Cheated on him, all that. So I definitely...
Damn.
You understand what I'm talking about?
I do understand. I was once a bad person.
That's right.
Well, let's open up the phone.
You're a good person and you're blessed. I'm going to tell you something. Just the realist. I heard Jess say in a meeting the other day. I don't even know why she volunteered this information. She was like, I've been quit hoeing. I'm like, what?
First of all...
You did say that. I was like, what? Why?
She did.
Why she tell the executive that for?
Like, I don't know why she... Don't ever say I just be blurting out stuff
you
like that. No, we was talking about my journey. I said at the beginning, I was hoeing, you know, but then I stopped. Because I grew into who I was.
That's right.
I evolved.
There you go.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamonsdorf. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with your friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing a pic from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.